You're welcome back to the News at One. An inquest has taken place into the deaths of husband and wife Claire and Joe Collins, whose bodies were discovered at their home in Kilnaboy, County Clare, 2 years ago. An open verdict was returned in the case of Claire Collins. Her husband died by suicide. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, joins us. Cathy, will you bring us back to November 2023? What happened?
Yes, well, this couple, Joe and Claire Collins, both aged in their 50s, who lived at their home in Crossard, Kilnaboy in rural County Clare, were found dead on the afternoon of November 9th, 2023 by Joe's brother, Brian. He'd gone there to the house by prior arrangement with his brother, an arrangement made the day before. He alerted the emergency services once he discovered a tragic scene inside. Now, Gardaí, who went to the house, found the front door open and a note on the stairway which said, "Check upstairs and outside." Sergeant Dominic Regan, who was attached to Enniscar, the station, found Claire Collins lying fully clothed on a bed upstairs. Joe Collins was found outside at the back of the house. Both bodies were lifeless. The inquest also heard that a call came in to the National Ambulance Call Centre shortly after 3 a.m. that morning from a man who did not identify himself, saying there'd been a family tragedy at an address in a townland in County Clare and to send an ambulance. The caller provided a mobile phone number, but the ambulance person on duty called back twice but failed to reach the caller again. There have been changes in the call protocol by the ambulance service which have been put in place since this incident, the inquest heard. Giving medical evidence, pathologist Dr. Margot Bolster said Claire Collins died from asphyxia consistent with smothering by a third party. There was also evidence of defensive bruising on her wrists as well as bruising on her lip and neck. She said Joe Collins died as a result of asphyxia. She said in both cases, the individuals would have lost consciousness very quickly.
What did the coroner say, Cathy?
Yes, well, Coroner Isabel O'Dea said the appropriate verdict was an open verdict in the case of Claire Collins, as the evidence showed her death was not an accident or self-inflicted. A verdict of suicide was returned in the case of Joe Collins, both verdicts affirmed by a jury. Now, the coroner sympathised with the couple's daughters, Tara and Sarah, and said there are no words to describe how tragic this case was, but that she hoped the inquest can give them some closure. She said the evidence was that neither Claire nor Joe suffered unduly. In a statement read by her on behalf of the Collins family to the Assembly today in Kilrush, they said they are still trying to process the grief and loss of Joe and Claire, which was deeply painful. They were irreplaceable people, they said, and they're trying now to rebuild their lives.
Cathy, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran.